Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. I hope you're doing great today. Well, hey, I want to kind of do an extension of my last voicemail around anxiety. And I attended a meeting this morning early and learned a little bit more about this from actually a woman. It's in China. And she is the CEO for a company, and she's been at P&G, she's been all over, but she's now in China running an agency, and she was speaking to the group about anxiety and kind of living in these times that we're in. And one of the things that she mentioned that really stood out is that to enter the day with intention, that we enter the day with intention. And so what she does is she wakes up in the morning and she follows a certain routine. Even though maybe she doesn't want to do that routine, she knows that it's good for her. So she'll get up and she'll read a specific book that will be positive in nature instead of immediately waking up and looking at her cell phone and all the emails or text messages or that she has. She will instead not do that. She will, you know, read a book or she'll spend time doing things that brings positive things into her life. And so, again, entering the day with intention. And for me, a lot of times I will get up and I will look at the news. You know, I'll look at my phone and I'll sure enough go to Apple News. And I don't know why, but for some reason I'm kind of drawn to the crazy stories. You know, you read about a train accident or something like that, or you read about something, you know, that happens, and so you just kind of want to see what the headline is, and then you kind of go into it, and it's just negative kind of thing after negative thing, and it can kind of wear me out, you know, when I read too many negative things, and so I'll need to put my phone down, and I'll need to pick up a book that maybe brings more peace to my inside. And one of those books that I've read a number of times, it's just a really wonderful book. It's called Everybody Always by Bob Goff. Again, Everybody Always by Bob Goff. And Bob really, through the book, teaches you how to live that life of love that we've talked about a lot for the last year. Really incredible stories that are inspiring that get me juiced up to go through the day, seeking out opportunities to love others and to have a positive impact in what I do. And so, again, entering each day with intention of attacking that day with a positive attitude. And the way to do that is by being careful what you put in your mind, because I'm reading another book that one of our team members in Denver, our sales rep in Denver, recommended. In that book, it says that you got to be careful what you put in your mind, because the things that you put in your mind, eventually you kind of become. So if you're reading the news too much or you're reading too many negative things too often, you will then begin to become more negative. I see it sometimes when I'm around people that are really negative. I will find myself being negative if I'm around negative people. So try to surround myself with positive people, people that bring joy and love and excitement. So be careful what you put in your mind, because those things that you put in your mind, you could become. So I hope this is a blessing to you today. It certainly was to me, and I'm so grateful I got to hear her speak this morning. But remember, to reduce anxiety, enter each day with intention. Be careful what you put in your mind, because over time, when the things you put in your mind, you actually may become. Be careful with the people you're hanging out with. If it's very negative in nature, try to be positive and be that light to them and draw them towards you. Book called Everybody Always by Bob Goff is something that I regularly pick up when I need encouragement in my soul. It teaches you how to live that life of love and gives you practical things that you can do in your surroundings. So hope it's a blessing. Really do appreciate y'all. Live a life of love. Talk soon.